Thank you. Glory. I'm going to share something Spirit gave me last night. I couldn't download it all. It was too overwhelming. But in this, it's about reality. We've talked about reality already. And one of the things that I saw Jesus, and he was standing, he was asking me questions, and one of the things that I saw him standing into multiple, I mean thousands of realities. He said, I hold it all. Every reality, I hold it all. But he's coming through and he's bringing everything in the unity of one reality. We live in a reality that's what we call tangible and here. But there are multiple realities. There are doors of reality. We've already heard that saying, behind door number one, behind door number two. Amen. Well, there are realities in that. And those are people's perceptions and beliefs. And in that, God is cleansing right now. That's why there's a shaking and quaking of everything. People's worlds are being shaken. He's finding out which ones are genuine. Because he's getting ready to bless their socks off. People have worked hard their whole life and blessed themselves. But there isn't anything greater than God's blessing. Amen? And the blessing of his presence. The blessings of visitations and revelations. The blessing of dreams and visions. There is so much more that God has for us. It's beyond this reality. But many people are caught up in this reality so much that they can't move forward and go to the door that God has opened for a new reality. And so Jesus is bringing it on. That's why we're seeing everything shake and quake. For genuineness. For people who are connected in the faith. He's bringing down the Babylonian system. We've talked about that before. And how do you bring down the Babylonian system? You got to tear down their economy. Amen. The harlot, which is United States. And people don't even realize it, that this country is the highest corrupt country in the world. And we don't realize it, but it is. It's the most prosperous because it prints their own money. I mean, let's be real. It's a counterfeiting country of the world. People convince other nations to come along with them. But now they're done with them. Now there's nations that are destroying and dismantling the U.S. currency. Its value is decreasing every single day, although the media will lie and try and promote everything. There's a shift going on right now, big time. Doors of reality. Oh, yes. So if there's doors of reality, then there's doors of false reality, isn't there? Amen. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And Jesus, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book. Everyone say, close the book. See, he didn't read the rest of Isaiah. He stopped right there. Now go to Isaiah 61, because that's where it came from. So Jesus read verse 1 and a part of verse 2. But not all of it. Because he didn't come for this part, for the second part. But he is doing it now to be fulfilled. Why? Because he is fulfilling now the timeline of Daniel. And I'm not going to get into all of that. But right now, we are in the timeline of Daniel that he is fulfilling. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has what? Anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's where he stopped. Does everybody get it? Now he goes on. Here, it says here, and the day of vengeance of our God, which is now, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness. Yeah. That they may be called the trees of what? Righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. See, that's what God is doing right now. That's why there's the shaking and the quaking. That's why there's the separation. See, there's a class of warriors. And there's a class of just civilians. I'm going to say it again. There's a class of warriors and a class of civilians. There are different types of classes in the body of Christ. We have individuals that are what we call comfortable in the body of Christ. They go to church, they do their tithe, they do whatever, but they're not warriors. But there's a class of warriors. There's the priests of the Lord, which is another class in itself. And you cannot become a warrior without fulfilling priesthood. And what does a priest do? He's a worshiper. She's a worshiper. The presence of God is the most vital, important thing in their life, more than anything. And remember, the Bible says that the love of money is the root to all evil. Amen? Not that God doesn't want to bless us, because he is. We are on what we call the second wind right now. The first wind that has come has opened up, turned up, ripped off the tops of homes, like, in other words, for exposure. That wind has been going on for years now. The second wind is bringing provision and prosperity and strategy to the body of Christ. And that's being released and rained on right now. It's going to increase, 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 increase. And as the body of Christ begins to increase in this, so we know that we're entering the time of the Joseph ministry. So in that, the body of Christ is going to increase, 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 and the world will begin to decrease. There'll be more chaos, more famine, more destruction, rumors of wars. Why? Because we are timing birth pangs also. Because something new is being birthed. We are birthing a new reality. This reality that we have been in is going to be removed, and we are going to enter a whole new reality. And there are those who are willing to follow along and those who won't. They'll be stuck in the old reality, and they will not receive what God has, and they'll miss many opportunities that God has for them because they're stuck in their old ways. Remember something about the Bible. It says the letter does what? Kills. And the Spirit brings what? Life. Because they're still involved in, and it's soaked in just the Word of God instead of the presence of God. See, you can't interpret the Word of God without the presence of God. This is where revelation comes from. And those who are walking in revelation are free. They have restraints over the flesh and over the desires of this world. Why? Because the flesh is associated with this reality. But the Spirit is associated with God's reality. And as I saw the Lord, and he was standing in all of these things, and I was like, what's going on? And it was almost like he was thousands and thousands of realities. He says, I hold it all. He said, but I'm bringing it all together now. I'm bringing it all together. I'm beginning to expose the false realities and begin to wipe some of them away. I'm going to wake my people up to find out what reality they're in. They're in my reality, they'll follow. Remember, the word believe means to follow, amen? But so many people have a belief system. There's all kinds of religions and all kinds of things. See, they're even that belief system will bring an individual to a different reality. You go to a Muslim, his reality is different than a Christian's reality. People's realities are different. There are false realities and there are true realities, amen? Is everybody okay? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, in the physical, arm yourselves also. In other words, he suffered for us in this reality. Why would he come in here and suffer in this reality for us? So he'd make an escape for me and you out of here. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh or associated with this reality. For the lust of men, but for the will of God, which is a different reality, isn't it? Many of us have friends that are not doing God's will. They live in a different reality. Their perception of things is totally different. They don't see what you see. They don't hear what you hear. And they don't desire, because the heart is the core of all desires. Their heart exposes themselves because of what they want. Their orders of things of desire expose where their hearts are at, where they're at. Amen? For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in this reality, in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, and drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these things, they think it's strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. Why? Because they don't understand you no more. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. In other words, the end of this reality is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to it, to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with an ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. I want you to understand something, that Jesus is not coming yet. Does everybody get it? How is he going to come? Through the body. He personally will not come yet because the bride's not ready. Amen? He says he's coming for a perfect bride. The bride's not ready. And in the body of Christ, there will be the bride and the body. And the bride will be taken out of the body and go home. And the body will have to go. Those who are not right with God, even though they call themselves believers. Remember, the word believe means to what? Follow. Follow. Hallelujah. Think about in the reality that we were brought up in. We come into this reality as infant. Amen? For that infant, it is a totally different reality. As that infant begins to grow and become child, you know, and adolescent, and then adult, our reality changes in how we receive things and perceive things. We begin to associate with individuals associated with our same reality. Even though it could be false and deceptive. Amen? But we begin to associate with them. Why do you think drug addicts hang around with drug addicts? Hello? They got a different reality. Drunk, why do people go to bars? You know, most of the time they're there for something different. It isn't to be socializing. There are different motives, isn't there? I mean, that's what I went to bars for, to drug deal and pick up women. That was BC. That was the false reality living. Because that was my perception of things. I always believed once you get the money, you get the power. I didn't know what I needed power for, but I just... to do whichever you want. I was supposed to retire at 24. I did. I was arrested at the age of 20. Got sentenced to life in prison. I guess you could call that retirement. But again, it was a different reality. And the environment that you're brought up in, you know, according to traditions of family and things to that degree, we're brought up in that reality. Even though it could be wrong. I was brought up in corruption. And thought those things were good. Those things were wrong in the eyes of God because nobody was judging him according to what God saw. We were judging according to what we saw. Hallelujah. In Revelation 22, verse 12. Jesus said, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his, that word work means obedience. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last of every reality. Blessed are those who do his commandments. What are they? Doing his commandments means obedience, doesn't it? That they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city or the reality realm, the true reality. But outside of God's reality are dogs. Now, the word dog means demonized individual. Doesn't mean some barking thing. Amen? But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a what? A lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He is the beginning of end of all realities. Again, the reward is according to obedience. Gives you the right to the tree of life in the new reality. Jesus holds all realities in his hands. We've talked about this reality, and we have a teaching called Reality Shifts. And that's what the enemy does. When the enemy is about to be exposed, he establishes another reality with deception. So every time he knows that light is catching up to him, does everybody understand? He's about to be exposed. What happens? He causes another chaos or something. Look at what's going on in the world right now. I mean, trains falling off of tracks, people dying from... I mean, these things are all, every time they get caught or get close to getting caught in one area, they create another false reality so they can hide. So they jump. It's called reality shifts. They shift all the time. Because every time they're getting ready to get caught, but they can't outrun God. Amen? They can't outrun the Lord. But people are getting caught up in their shifts. They're believing in these things. They're believing these things are not coincidental or whatever. They don't believe it's the forces of darkness that are establishing these things called the deep state or the Antichrist regime because they live in a false reality. And they want to promote their beliefs on everyone to keep them from the true reality or from escaping this reality. This is just like The Matrix, man. That movie is phenomenal. If you haven't seen The Matrix, you should see it. Because that is definitely a reality check. Hallelujah. John chapter 18, verse 35. Pilate answered and said, am I a Jew? Your own nation, and the chief priests have delivered you to me. And he was speaking to Jesus. What have you done? He says to him. Jesus answered and said, my kingdom is not of this world or not of this what? Reality. If my kingdom were of this world or reality, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. It's not from this reality. Jesus was bringing another reality into this realm. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into this realm, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth of my realm, my reality, hears my voice. Does what? Hears my voice. John 3, verse 1. There was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night because if he got caught, he'd get thrown out of the Sanhedrin, whatever, club, right? He wouldn't be able to go in the saunas and all the other things. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, born again, born again, born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven or the reality." Does everybody get this? See, because you and I, we were born in this reality, held captive here, deceived our whole lives, until we were born of the Spirit, and the scales came off by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then we saw differently. We heard differently. We are now connected to the true reality of the eternal realm. We knew that our life was no longer a part of here anymore, even though we were hanging here. Amen? This was not our life anymore. I don't live to be here anymore. Our purpose is to fulfill His purpose, not ours anymore. Everything changes if you're really born of the Spirit and living in the true reality. If you're still living for yourself, then you're shutting the door to the true reality. Any enemy will come as a religious spirit. Oh, he loves to get people in a religious state of being, where the letter kills and the Spirit brings life. Amen? Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the what? The kingdom of God, or the true reality. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of this reality is this reality. But that which is born of the Spirit, the other reality, is Spirit. Do not marvel that I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Born of this reality into the next reality of life. No limitations in the reality of Christ. There's no limitations. Hallelujah. Matthew 7. Remember, what it works in verse ways. What you perceive, you believe. And what you believe, you perceive. In verse 7, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be what? Given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be what? Open to you." The door of what? Reality. "To everyone who asks, receives. And to he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father in heaven giving good gifts to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law of the prophets." Again, what you believe, you perceive. Those that seek the reality of truth access the doors of reality. Remember, Jesus said, "I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring a what? Sword." A sword. That's the sword of the Spirit, so that you can battle. Jesus is known as the Commander-in-Chief. He's the Lord of Hosts, means the Commander-in-Chief of the army. This is a military operation by God Almighty to rescue people out of deception. Rescue them out of this reality. Why? Because if they die in this reality, they don't make it home. John 10:11. What does it say? I am the what? Jesus said it. I am the what? Good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The other sheep I have which are not of this what? Fold, or this what? Reality. Does everybody see that? They're not of this reality. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. That's when I saw the Lord in multiple realities. And he was holding all the realities, and he was going to bring everyone associated with those realities that are his into one. Does everybody understand? Oh, that's why the things are happening right now. Not of this reality. The door of the reality is about to close in this realm and a new one open. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the what? Seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand." Remember, the king had a dream. Amen. Daniel was called to interpret it. But Daniel expressed, look, my God can change times and seasons. Amen. Times and seasons changes realities and exposes the deep, dark realities of the wicked that are false perceptions or false realities. Remember in Revelation chapter 12, it says that the dragon, the serpent, called Satan or the devil, was removed from God's reality, placed into the second heaven, sent to the earth, who came deceiving all humanity. But he brought a whole nother reality to us. We've been deceived ever since the fall of Adam. Amen? Think about this. When we praise and worship the Lord, how the reality changes around us. Because God's presence brings us into the true reality every time. You could be miserable. You could have a rough day. You've been attacked by the bugs of this reality. By the darts and fiery darts of this reality. The thoughts and the mind, as a man thinks, so he what is. God warned us. We don't fight flesh and blood. Got to keep that shield of faith up to quench off every fiery dart. Amen. But you know, when you get in God's presence, everything melts from this reality. That's why God said, forsake not to assemble. That's why worship is the number one thing for you. It's the number one thing for me. And if it's not the number one thing for us, then you're in trouble. Because God's presence should be everything. It is your fulfillment, nothing else. Not your spouse, not your children, not your money, not nothing. Those are not fulfillments. Only he can fulfill. Those are blessings. Amen? But only his presence is fulfillment. Acts 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all these things you are very deceived." I mean, religious. He saw all of these things that they were worshiping. "For as I was passing through and considering all the objects of your worship, all the realities of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' For the one whom you worship without knowing him, I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, and since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings. Those are realities. So that they should seek the Lord and hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped or by art or by man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent, turn. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world, this reality he will judge in righteousness by the man whom he ordained. He has given us assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. We live and move and have our being in this his reality. Always moving. One of the things that cause, and this is what I heard from a stalled reality. Stalled reality. He said people get stalled in the reality. They're not moving. It's almost like somebody standing in a fork in a road, not sure which way to go. He says fear and confusion will stall a person's reality from accessing that door. See, in this, there, especially confusion, it comes in an area from the enemy. It stalls the reality and movement as a person stands like right in front of like a two roads, right in the middle of the crossing roads, not sure where to go. It will stall. Stall what? Stall. Because in every reality, there's a function, there's a purpose that God has for us. And the whole thing is learning how to operate in the reality God has for each and every one of us. You know, if you ever notice that when you start a new job, you enter a whole new reality. There's all new people. There's everything. To you, that's a whole new reality. When people come into the program, it's a whole new reality to them. Every time you go to a different state, you don't know where nothing is. You got to ask people that have been living that, in that reality, what's going on? How to get here? How to get there? Why didn't you become a part of that reality? And it's something that you don't forget. You take a part of that with you. But as you have to determine whether that part of the reality, if you're supposed to be an operating, functional individual in that one, or you leave it. And this is where the enemy deceives people with false perceptions. Because individuals try to operate in that when God hasn't called them to. And this is where your relationship with him is vitally important. Amen? And that's where the media creates false realities. They shift people into false areas. They get them to believe something and take them out of a true reality. How many times have people's minds changed? Think on how many times your mind changed. Somebody came up to you and told you about someone and this, that, and whatever, destroyed that person. And then when you met that person, you realize, man, it's got nothing to do with that person told me. Amen? Because the enemy's always trying to create a false reality. And that's what's happening right now. There's a battle over reality. They've created such a false reality in the area of Ukraine. Oh, Ukraine. Russia is a white hat. Putin is a white hat. Him and Trump, these are all men that are believers. Do not believe what the news media tells you. It's a lie and false. They're there to rescue the Ukraine people that are Russian from being abused of chemical warfare and being used as experiments. Ukraine is the hub of the demonic forces, the money laundering, the child smuggling. Ukraine. That's why Russia went in there to rescue the people from being tortured. I mean, there's so much people don't know because what they I've seen t-shirts, oh, Ukraine. I'm thinking, how stupid can people believe? You know what? Because they don't search things out. They'll accept anything that someone says to them instead of searching them out themselves. But if they'll search it out, they'll find the truth. Because when you really seek, you find the truth. Amen? I mean, come on, look how long it's been Russia, 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 ever since Trump went into office. Amen? It wasn't Russia. It was Democratic, Democratic, Democratic Party. They're being exposed now, though. Amen? They're nothing but a bunch of Democrats because they're all loaded with demons. I mean, let's get real. It ain't God that's using them. Romans 12, verse 1. Hallelujah! I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this reality, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts, that you may prove what is that good. Now look at this. These are three realities right here. A good reality, an acceptable or a perfect one. Why? Because God's wills are connected to realities. Which one are you in? Good, acceptable, and perfect reality. Don't be conformed, settled into the reality, false reality. Continue to go through the doors. Again, as a man thinks, so he is. Your reality of perception of the time and season attached to the biblical events will characterize your identity. I'm going to say that again. Your perception and ability to discern times and seasons that are attached to biblical events. See, most people, man, you go up to a lot of believers, they don't even know what the feasts of the Lord are. What feasts? He has feasts? They think it's a picnic. No, there are seven feasts of the Lord that every believer should know. And if you don't know, then you'll never know the time and events of God. Each feast is associated with a reality. Jesus fulfilled the first four feasts. The next feast is called the Feast of Trumpets. Then there's the Feast of Atonement, then the Feast of Harvest. We're coming up right now to the Feast of Passover. Amen? It's called, the world calls it Easter. It comes from, you know, it's about the bunny thing. It's all a bunch of demonic stuff. Esther. Hallelujah. But anyways, in those feasts, they recycle. In these recycling, there every 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, 100 years, there are certain things that are connected that recycle that God fulfills. Now remember, Jesus fulfilled the first four feasts. He's going to fulfill the next three. So they haven't been fulfilled yet. The Feast of Trumpets is the next feast to be fulfilled. That's associated with the removal of the church. Then there's the Feast of Atonement, which is shedding of blood, war. Then there's the Feast of Tabernacle, where God sets up the kingdom for 1,000 years. Listen, people don't understand that the seals of Revelation don't have to fall in sequence and everything. In other words, if a seal is broken, this has got to happen to happen. When the seal is broken, things are already happening. It doesn't mean everything in that seal is going to be fulfilled that moment. Because there are seals that are broken already. Things are happening and people don't even see it. Technology is increasing. Time is moving faster. And evil is being more and more exposed. Amen? Philippians 3 verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for your it is safe. Beware of dogs. What's a dog? Not a roof roof, right? Amen. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. For we are the circumcision. In other words, the word circumcision is associated with those who are covenant with God. We are those who are of the circumcision, who worship God in what? Spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh of yourself. Though I also might have confidence in flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, in this reality. Remember, flesh represents this reality. I more so, says Paul. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Concerning the law, a Pharisee. Oh, Paul knew it all. Well, he was known as Saul before he was called Paul. Amen. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus in his reality, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. The flesh of this reality, again, like the Matrix, you know, in the deep sleep. They were lit, you know, if you've seen the movie The Matrix, before they were awakened, they thought that their life was just normal. Until they were awakened, found themselves connected and, you know, in this tube and whatever, and like, whoa, what the heck? That was all a dream? No, it was a reality. It was a false reality. One day, people will wake up. When you pass and go, move on, you wake up. Everybody get it? Think about it. When you die in this reality, okay, even though you're connected to the reality of Christ, you still get another wake up. Hallelujah. You get to wake up into yoo-hoo. Then you're going to realize, man, what a nightmare I just had. Dear God. Hallelujah. Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Outside of what? Outside of our reality. Redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Outside of our true reality. Remember, Jesus said, my words you don't understand. Because he spoke from another reality. Proverbs chapter 2, starting at verse 1, please. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to what? Understanding. Yes, if you cry out for what? Discernment. And lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, whoa, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. Wisdom, understanding, and discernment bring perception of reality, of truth. And we're going to close at Malachi chapter 3, 13. According to the prophetic timelines in Daniel, we will see the end of the United States this year. Between June 25th until August 9th, there's going to be a great shift. from this point on, we're still shifting, but there'll be more and more exposures. They will be infiltrating and removing seats from those who hold positions. They will be coming and getting ready for a global takedown. I think there's over like 200 and something thousand, 400,000 affidavits for arrest, sealed indictments, yeah, that they haven't released yet. But they will. So we might see some what we call days of darkness, you know, because of the they're going to shut out all communication and everything. So if it happens, don't freak out. No, things are working to the good because they have control of it all already. All what they call the righteous, which they call white hats, they have control of everything. But what you're seeing is the deep state in front, the dark, productive, evil, wicked individuals that are servants of Satan. They are in the front, but they're still controlled. The white hats still have control. And eventually they're going to push them right out of the way. So things are getting ready to happen, and we want to be ready. Amen? Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinances and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. That's where we're at now. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Prepare us, prepare us, prepare us, and prepare us that we may be ready in season and out, staying filled with your spirit and connected to you in every area of our life, willing to count it all garbage to gain more of you. For your glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.